Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God has a plan for us, and his plan is alive towards us, and he wants us to go forward in him. He wants us to operate just like him. He cares about us. Every part of our lives, the Lord cares about us. And he wants us to know him. He wants us to understand him and who he is. There's no reason we should not follow God. It's going to take your faith. You must believe him and take him at his word by your faith. The word of God says the just shall live by his faith. We respond to the love of God. We receive it by faith, and we live better because we receive what he has to say. But when we don't, we stay the same. There's no change. See, everybody that got saved a long time ago, those that endeavored to learn who God is, they have grown. They may have been the class clown. They may have been troublemakers. They may have been decent people. But those that take God at his word and grow, they become the pillars of society. Many people live because of them. When they see needs, they automatically pray for them. If they see you riding on a motorcycle, they'll say, "Lord, bless that person not to fall." And then the angels can protect your life. I know, because I do it. When I hear the fire trucks and ambulances, I pray for the people in need. And the Lord can help restore their life. Our prayers mean so much to God. But people that don't endeavor to learn who God is, they hear the fire truck and they don't pray for anybody. When they see a need, they say, "Oh, that person shouldn't have done that." And they don't even pray for them. Now, they say they experience the love of God, but they don't share it. They don't even, at the least you can do is pray for people. But when your heart is filled with the love of God, your prayers are like a reflex. When danger happens, you pray before you think about it. When I fell on that motorcycle, I couldn't pray no longer. I cried. I just said, "Jesus." He knew what I meant. And I said it again, "Jesus." And I knew while I'm sliding down I-59 on the freeway, I knew I was going to live and I wasn't going to be broke up. I knew that while I was still sliding. And when I stopped sliding, I almost got ran over by a car. And I was thrown out of the way from it. Because I asked the Lord for help. Jesus is the help. In an emergency, I've seen other dangers. And I say, "Jesus." And everything's all right. It works. And I don't pray, I don't say, "Well, I guess I better pray." And then say, it's a reflex. I say it before I think about it. Because that kind of faith is already in your heart when you keep going to God's presence and learning who he is. It's your first response. In any danger, it's a reflex. It's just like if you're falling, you throw your arms out to catch yourself. That's how it is when the word of God is alive in your heart and you embrace it. If you show me anybody that can be receptive to the life of God, people that are teachable, people who receive what he's saying and don't throw it away, and I point to that same person and tell you that their life is getting greater and greater. That's a person God can use. That's the kind of person that will live a strong life. That's the kind of person that Satan fears. That's the kind of person that will begin a work of God and finish it. A person that's teachable. See, all Christians are not teachable. Some of them argue even though they're wrong. Some of them refuse the revelation of God. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. I'm talking about when the Lord tried to teach them. People don't always receive what God has to say. And most people, they'll say, yeah, that's right. And then they'll go right back to their nasty lifestyle or their indifferent lifestyle. The word of God go forth and they go right. They'll embrace it. They'll say, yeah, that's true. They'll agree with it. But they don't receive it and until it makes a change in them. And eventually it's forgotten. And they go right back to their old ways, their old habits. The Lord told me something once. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. They're 30 minutes on the broadcast. So if they minister to you, go to newlivingletters.com and get the whole broadcast. And take your smartphone and text that website link to other people so they can go on. All you got to do is type in newlivingletters.com, check it out, and send it to your friends. Because the Holy Spirit is doing the work. I want you to do this because I'm about to read you a word of the Lord that he wrote some time ago. He gave it to me. And if you want to grow in the Lord and do his will, take heed to this word. This word he gave me some years ago. And it's called a word of the Lord. I titled it and I wrote it down. I typed it out. It said, a work on which the Holy Spirit will rest upon is a work which the Lord has structured. My people are capable of doing impossibilities only if they follow through with my leading. I will lead the trusting man and expose all areas in which he must make corrections. I will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life and cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit system, his learning, as well as all of his actions. I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word, and he will understand true freedom, love, and power. And only then, at that time, will he completely obey my lead to perfection and do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. And at this point, my people cannot fail or fall short as they obey my lead. I will only lead my people in the foremost greater ways after they are faithful with my minor leading within their lives, saith the Lord. If my people won't be faithful in small things, they cannot be considered for greater responsibilities, for it is foolish to expect an unstable man to live a stable life. Now that's the word of the Lord. If that word bless you, go to newlivingletters.com and you'll hear it again. And it'll get in your heart. And the Lord will help you. Be receptive. We're still dealing with end times. But in order to operate in the end times, you have to know these kind of things in order to live a strong life in the last days. We're living in the last days. And the fight is more intense. Satan is desperate. That's why people are killing people. And they're not just killing people, they're killing Christians. And they're killing anybody they can to make a statement. See, Satan is proud. And to get his destructive religion and his destructive people to make more of them, he used fear tactics. Never be afraid of anything. Fear is a learned behavior. God has no fear in him. We don't have to have fear either. Fear is of the devil. Now, the fear of the Lord is wisdom. It's survival trust. But don't live your life in survival mode, in survival trust. Learn who God is and love him, love his people. It's important because God loves us and he wants us to stand and live a strong life just like him. If he's guiding you, he's going somewhere with it. Follow him. Follow his lead. He'll help you understand his word where you need it the most. And he'll help you weed out all the poison you've received as truth. If this process don't happen, and you minister, you're going to carry those contrary poisonous ways in your ministry. Let me put it another way. A husband, a father has a family. A man that has a family, he has an influence. If poison is in your influence, that's what you're going to raise your children with. It behooves us to learn who God is, weed out the poisonous traditions and the poisonous ways of the world and the poisonous traditions of life out of our system, receive God's word. That way our eye will be single. See, before your eye can be single, you have to be receptive to truth. And you have to receive what God is saying on the inside. And then you drive out the poison. You reject it, just like you did the sins when you got saved. See, people who really get saved, they stop sinning. They have a new heart, and they don't want to sin. And they flow with God in that. And they say, hey, I ain't sinning. I don't want to do that no more. And they avoid it. People throw away cell phones, erase old numbers. They cut ties with people that have taken them down to survive. Because they know if that old girlfriend called, it makes them weak. So they erase those numbers, throw those old books away. People repent. And they get away from what made them weak. Because they love God and they want to get strong. They make life decisions because of something that happened on the inside. Then they learn God's word and they receive his values. And then they start making valuable decisions. When they decide to marry somebody, they marry somebody that do the same thing. And some people are contrary. They won't weed out the poison. And they marry somebody just as corrupt as they used to be. And then they stay in problem. They have problem after problem. They spend more money in court systems. Because if you don't change what's on the inside, and what's on the inside, it grows just like God's word grows. God's word helps us to grow, and the life of Satan gets worse. It causes us to decrease and weaken. Because the evil grows just like the word of God grows. But the evil makes you weak. Your influence is weak. Then you raise your children, they become weak. Then they do things you really wish they wouldn't do, and you have to bail them out of jail. Because you don't want the jail to corrupt them. And they don't learn. They end up going back. And you end up paying all these lawyers and court costs, and there's no end to it. See, the faster you learn who God is, the better you can shape your life. Start where you have to. We all did things that we shouldn't have. I have to warn you. And I know it make you feel bad. I feel bad too. I feel bad for you. But at least learn from. Don't do it anymore. And the Lord can restructure everything. And it'll take a long time, but it can happen. If you can get your children to get saved, their lives can be better. If you get saved, you'll be an example of what their lives can be. And we're also in the last days, so it behooves us to get started. Not just to the people that have a whole heap of problems. If your life was mild and it went pretty good, get saved now so that you can do even better. Don't trust good times. Don't trust the good that you're used to. If you're not been in your house on the on the foundation of God's love and His Word. It doesn't take long for things to go south. But if you learn God's Word, you'll know how to protect your life. You'll learn that your prayers avail much. You'll find out that God is with us. And you'll learn who He is. And you'll walk with Him. He'll show you the traps that Satan is setting. Just like He did for me in the other few broadcasts. I think the last broadcast I shared how the Lord would tell me things that the enemy was doing. And I tell him he can't do it. We have authority over Satan. You wouldn't know that unless you study the Word of God and hear the Word of God. Right now you're hearing the Word. You've taken time out to hear the Word of God. And there's life in this Word. It can bless you. God loves us. He wants to take us forward in Him. He wants us to know who He is. He wants us to receive His Word. And don't think just because you go to church, you're doing this. People that go to church are sometimes the last to do this. Sometimes they'll do it, but a lot of times they stick with the flowing persuasion of others. And you don't have that luxury. That's why people don't grow. I'm doing just enough people to are pleased with me, and they think that they're all right with God. But when life happens, when things out there in the world go wrong, now you're in a bind that you didn't have to be in. The Lord, if the Holy Spirit came here to guide us into all truth, it wouldn't make sense for Him not to warn you and guide you around those traps. He will do it for you. But if your heart is set to do your own thing, and you never take time and go in God's presence, you never take time and take heed to what He's saying. God have many men of God giving words, just like the one I just read earlier. And people hear it, yeah, that's true, that moves me, that's a blessing. And they go right back to their dog vomit lifestyle. They go right back to a stagnant lifestyle. They don't think they go the whole day without praying. They don't ask God nothing. I know that's bad English, but you'll remember it that way. They don't ask God nothing when they could be in student mode, learning everything. The Lord will teach you. I watch those TV shows. I like the History Channel. And they had those ancient aliens, and they just hog wild. I said, they don't know what they're talking about. I asked the Lord about creation, and He tell me all kind of things. And the only reason I watch it, I like to see the things that they find that's hidden, and it proves what God told me in my spirit. But they interpret it wrong. But they're trying. I mean, they're trying to figure something out, but they're endorsing witchcraft sometimes. But when you have the Holy Spirit, you can learn anything. I said earlier, He can help you in your career. He taught me things about cars. I've been trained to fix cars, but when some things happen, sometimes metal, it'll fuse together. It'll rust so tight that it'll break the head of the boat. Now I got to get this part out, but I got a broken boat, and I got to get the stud out. And the Lord have taught me how to do it without ruining everything. His wisdom is with us. If we don't ask Him questions and learn to listen to His voice, we're doing our future a great injustice. You're going to have problems you don't have to have. We already have the fight of this warfare, the persuasion of the world. We already have problems. Persecution is going to come because Satan don't like the Word of God. And he deceives so many people that they turn their back to God. And he always aims contrary people at people that love God. But when they come our way, If we walk in love, we can get them saved and set free from their deception, from their bondage, from their anger, from whatever's got them bound. Because when people are in sin, they are trapped. And it gets worse. It gets to the point that they can't get out of it. And I said last broadcast, some people want to get out of it. It's just like the fly in that spider's web. The spider done wrapped him up. So he's alive, but the spider done wrapped that web around him so much that he can't get out. He'll never get out on his own. He's going to sit there and wait till that spider gets hungry. Same thing with you. If you allow the rudiments of this world to trap your life and your children's life, you can't see yourself being free anymore. You wish you could be free. I said earlier, there are prostitutes wish they could walk away, but they're trapped through fear. They don't know anything else. They're afraid of the pimps. They don't know how to leave that lifestyle. They're trapped. The same thing with the man said, any kind of sin. The banker that's embezzling money. He didn't get caught, but he can't stop. If you start stealing, it'll get good to you. And you trust that way, and it gets worse. You start stealing more and more. You get good, and you learn how to hide it. You learn how to cook the books and figure it out, and nobody can figure it out. You're fooling the FBI, and it gets worse. And then you realize, this ain't right. But you're trapped. The only way out is through Jesus Christ. You're going to have to trust him with your life. You don't have to get to that point. You can trust him while things are good. But some people, they wait till everything goes south. And then they trust God. And he began a process. And he teach them how to make things right with folks. He changed their life, changed their opinions, changed their, helped them change their habit system. They took a long time doing this to themselves. And his love is vast and deep. He'll help you walk right out of it. But don't think sin is something you can turn off and on. If you play with it, it gets worse. You get trapped. It's entrapment. But if you take God and his word, you can overcome it. All sin is overcomable. And when you get so low, it takes an anointing to break the yoke sometimes. These yokes are invisible. They're not like the kind of wood that holds the ox together so he can pull something. That's what a yoke is. They take a big beam, put it on the shoulders of the ox, and tie it around their neck so they can push and pull a load. So they can pull this load, the cart hit with tons on it. They yoke two together so that they can drag something. Well, the enemy, he puts his yokes on you. Bound. He binds you down. He chains you up to your sin. And it gets worse. And your will gets weaker. A man asked me, he said, if a married man have a girlfriend and he's saved, will he go to heaven? I said, no. He said, well, the Lord said he'll forgive you. I said, yeah, but he's in sin. I said, and if he don't stop, his heart will get harder and your will will get weaker. That's how sin works. It hardens your heart where you don't want to change, and then your will gets weaker to where you can't see yourself changing. That is a trap. That's worse than any yoke. That's worse than any. A spiritual yoke is worse than a natural one. It's in your mind, you just can't see yourself doing it. It done drain you. It weakened your will and hardened your heart. Now you ready for the kill. But if you take God his word, it'll strengthen your life and you're ready to conquer. So it is with making changes in your mind. When you receive God's word, it's going to refute what's wrong. Now, Charles Capps was a minister. You can YouTube him. put him on, put in Charles Capps, and it'll go to his website. And you can listen to the things that, that the Lord used him to teach me. I learned to confess. I used the confessions he taught were statements of faith. And that's, those statements of faith that you make for your life are real. And it will drive out demons. It will make change so that you can have a strong future. When I hear the word, I speak the word. I read that scripture in Philippians, be anxious for nothing. And every morning, because that it puzzled me, the Lord said, be anxious for nothing. So I kept reading it. And then I started praying. I said, Lord, I don't want to be anxious for anything. I said, help me learn not to be anxious. Then the next day I read it and I pray the same prayer. Help me not be anxious at any time and for any reason. Then I kept reading it. And then I said, well, I prayed that he would do that again. Then I said, I will be anxious for nothing. I spoke it. I spoke the word that I read for myself. I will be anxious for nothing. And then I kept reading, and I confessed the other scriptures. I will meditate on the word of God. I will pray and not faint. I will be anxious for nothing. I said it for myself. So you can take any part of God's word and confess it for what you need it in your life. So then from there, I started saying, well, I will obey God. I will do all that's in his heart. That's a recent confession I started confessing. Then I went a step further. I said, everything that's not like God got to go. I have no taste for nothing of the world. I said, everything that's not like God in my life got to go. And I meant it. And every time my appetite for movies changed, things that I want to do. Another one. I want to live a long time so I can do God's work and help my daughter that needs me. She's 12. I started confessing, I crave the foods I need the most. Whatever nutrients my body needs, I crave that food the most. And what happened is I lost my taste for things that I don't need to be eating no way. Fried foods, excessive red meat. I eat more fish. I eat a whole lot more fruit. I started craving what I need the most. It works. The word of God makes things easy for you. If I crave what I need the most, then I ain't going to want to eat what I don't need to eat. There's no struggle to not eat certain things. I just don't have a taste for it now. Because I added another element. I added the word of God to my future. The just shall live by his faith. You learn to cooperate with the word and not just say, well, try to figure out a way around it. Run to the word. Run to the wisdom of God. Some people think, well, they start ducking when the word of God is preached because they don't want to make no lifestyle change. They want to do what they're doing. It may not be wrong, but it may not be good for them. It may not be a sin, but it's not an advantage. The Lord will help you do the things that gives you an advantage and destroy the things that weakens your life. Now remember, he loves you. He's going to be there for you. But you got to receive his word so that you can make your lifestyle changes by your faith. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to teach and bless those that love him. And I promise you, your life is going to change as you follow him. You have to be receptive to whatever he say, especially what he say in the first place. And if you're confused about something, there's a lot of things down the pipe that people are talking about. Go back to Genesis and see what God did in the first place. Always go back. And the best thing that God gives is what he did in the first place. When it comes to marriage, it's one man and one woman. He didn't make one man and five women, or one man and four women. He didn't make two men or two women. He made one man and one woman. There's a blessing in that. And if you will take God at his word, if you have a mind to be otherwise, take God at his word, trust what he say, Speak his word and do it, and you'll find the blessings of what God said. Now, I'm out of time, but I love you. And until next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is.